This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The November WASDE report looked mostly friendly for corn and soybeans. We'll have more right after this.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Last week's busy news wrapped up with the November WASDE report. While concerns over tariffs still remain, the ag marketplace has not adjusted sharply in either direction. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the corn side of the report was mostly neutral.
Well, on the corn side of things, it was, we'll call it neutral, slightly friendly. They did lower yield by 0.7 of a bushel, which lowered production by about 60 million bushels. No changes on the balance sheet to the exports or any of the demand portions of the balance sheet here. So we did just lower by 60 million bushels. 1.938 is now the overall ending stocks for corn. Again, this continues the trend of lowering ending stocks, but I do still caution people to get to, from getting a little bit too bullish on this.
Soybeans, however, received much more friendly news.
The bean side of things was actually bullish, at least compared to estimates. We lowered yield by 1.4 bushels to the acre to down to 51.7, which brings our production down by 120 million bushels. With some of the changes that they made to the demand side of things, the soybeans do come down by 80 million bushels on the ending stocks to 470. So this is a good step in the right direction. Still burdensome ending stocks. Very, very much the biggest surprise of this entire report was that cut to yield.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.